You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Find us online, willag.org. Don Day is here. He's from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's a gorgeous day here in our part of the world. Don, can you tell me a little bit more about what we can expect the rest of the week?
Well, it really is nice, and it's really going to continue to be that way. The transition towards little bit of a drier pattern for a lot of the nation is taking place right now. Now, temperatures are a little cooler than normal. That's making it very comfortable. But while we do see over the next 3 or 4 days a little bit of widely scattered shower and thunderstorm activity, it's going to be really spotty. I think the northern areas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and northern Illinois and Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, might see at the end of the week a few showers and thunderstorms. There's nothing heavy coming. It's a trend towards drier conditions over a large part of the nation.
This would be something that normally would happen. However, I do want to check one part of the Corn Belt, the northwestern corner up in the Dakotas, where I think they got drier much earlier than usual. What's happening there?
Well, you are correct. That is an area that has been drier, and at least here for the next 5 to 7 days. There's a little bit of rain in the eastern areas of the Dakotas and up into central and northern Minnesota, but not a lot. Now, the outlook for them gets a little bit better early to mid next week. But if you were to highlight 2 areas of the country that are the driest right now relative to normal, it'd be those southeastern states and a pocket of the northern plains that includes the Dakotas.
So in the southeastern states, they were dry in the wintertime, though I think that was alleviated, I know, for a while, but they must have dried out again.
They have. They are still at a soil moisture deficit, but as you just mentioned, it has been more wet down there. But that's an area that still could use a lot more to catch up.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking time with us today.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Do visit our website. You can listen to Don, all of the meteorologists, again, if you'd like it, willag.org, willag.org. There you'll find most, if not all, of our agricultural programming posted not long after it airs on our radio station, Commodity Week, which is our weekly look at the markets, recorded on Thursday afternoon around 3 o'clock, is always up normally about 5 or 6. This week, it won't go there until Friday because it's a USDA report day. That WASDE report due out at 11 o'clock on Friday morning. Commodity Week will be done live during this hour on Friday afternoon. While you're at our website, do check out the calendar of events. This is the list of items I've got coming up that will be traveling to this summer. The Illinois Beef Association Summer Conference is next week in Quincy. That's on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the following week on Wednesday, the Dudley Smith Farm Project Field Day takes place. That's down near Taylorville in the Payne area. If you're interested, drop by there. Look up Extension in Illinois and you can find out more. I'll be up at the Market Masters program from the CME Group at the end of the month. And the Ore Center's 40th anniversary over in Western Illinois takes place on the second day of August. That followed up by, of course, U of I's Agronomy Day and Purdue's Agronomy Day. See the whole list on our website at willag.org in the calendar. I'm Todd Gleason.